Well, hello, hello. Happy Friday, guys. And it's Dr. K. Duray-Raj, and I'm here coming to you from Southern California to tell you all about my beauty secrets. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and this is my amazing podcast. I'm so excited to teach you guys. I'm a facial plastic surgeon, and my expertise is in faces, skin, and beauty. And I'm all about the science of vital, healthy, sexy skin at every age. So today on the 5-Minute Friday, I'd love to teach you guys everything I know about green tea. Green tea is an amazing product. If you're not a green tea drinker, I highly encourage you to drink some green tea. But I'm also going to talk to you about green tea as it pertains to your face, as it pertains to cosmeceuticals and skincare products that you can put on. I happen to have an amazing skincare line. It's called Katie Skincare. You can find it on my website at beautybydrk.com. And I happen to believe highly in the importance of green tea polyphenols in skincare. So you all know about green tea. It's one of the most common drinks in the world. I would say 70% of the population drinks tea more so than coffee. So green tea is consumed mostly in Asian countries. So all over the world, people are drinking tea. Green tea is not quite as popular as its cousin black tea, but Asia, Japan, India, Korea, China, this is one of the most popular drinks out there. When you choose your teas, if you choose a green tea, you're going to have far greater antioxidant benefit when you're drinking. So antioxidants, that word is such a common word. What actually is an antioxidant? If you imagine the sun beating down on you, sun, heat, energy, this is a process that creates oxidative damage. Oxidation is the process where free radicals are released and tissue degrades. So if you think of a newspaper sitting in a driveway on a hot day, if it's left there long enough, it's going to have oxidative damage where you get a crinkled, yellowed piece of paper. Same thing happens when you leave an avocado out on the counter that you've cut or an apple that gets browning. How do we prevent browning on those type of products? In that situation, for your avocado, you sprinkle some lemon, which has potent antioxidant benefit with the vitamin C in there. Or even on a cut apple, if you sprinkle some lemon on there, you're going to get the oxidation reduced and less browning. So antioxidants are those molecules like the vitamin C, like the green tea, that have the ability to prevent oxidative damage. And these are some of the most important molecules in the body. So you hear antioxidant all over the place. I'm not sure how much people understand about that in general. But just remember, oxidant radicals or free radicals, they're byproducts of every chemical reaction in your body. They're byproducts of living in the sun, breathing the oxygen, and being on the planet. Your body's cells need to have a way to fight oxidative damage, just like we need to fight browning on an avocado with a little vitamin C lemon. So one of the things you can do to improve your health overall and your skin is to take in a lot of antioxidants. Your easiest way to do this is with a rainbow of foods. So I tell myself and I tell my patients, eat a rainbow of a diet. So foods and fruits that are brightly colored, the red, blue, green, orange, those are the spectrum of colors that bring in lots of bioflavonoids, antioxidants, and protective molecules that help your body to fight these reactions. And drinking green tea is just one additional thing you can do. Coffee also has some antioxidant polyphenols. So if you're a coffee drinker, don't give up hope. You still have hope. But polyphenols are the class of molecules. They're called bioflavonoids, and they have amazing anti-cancer properties, antibacterial, antiviral, and antioxidant. So most of the polyphenols that you'll find in your green tea are catechins, and catechins are some of the most powerful, most effective molecules at fighting cancer-causing changes for skin as well as your body in general. I like to tell patients that your skin is your biggest external organ, right? Remember that? Your skin is an organ. And when you use green tea skincare products, you're able to provide a layer of benefit on your skin topically that you just sometimes can't absorb systemically. So I have a product, it's called Triple Shot, and it's got three ingredients, very high potency antioxidants. So it's got three shots, a shot of caffeine, a shot of resveratrol, that's your molecule you'll find in red wine, and a shot of green tea. So there you go, Triple Shot in the morning, put that on. That's my first layer of the day. And that immediately absorbs and gives my skin that topical ability to fight sudden damage, UV, ultraviolet radiation, and even some skin cancer changes happening internally in the cells. And I would say the biggest cause of aging is ultraviolet and sun. So ask any dermatologist, any skin specialist, 90% of your aging is related to the sun. Sudden damage and changes from breakdown of collagen and elastin. So that is your number one job every day, to protect your biggest organ with a great antioxidant followed by a great sunscreen. And the triple shot's a great way to do that. So not only does it have the caffeine, which is a tightener, but it also has green tea and it has resveratrol, one of the most amazing molecules, which is found in red wine, which is a very potent high antioxidation potential molecule. That's a great thing to do. One bottle of this triple shot is the equivalent of 500 cups of green tea. You just literally can't drink that much green tea to provide that much topical benefit. And some studies have been done that have shown that green tea that's applied topically stays in the epidermis and the dermis layer of the skin far longer than you would think. So even a week later, your skin has some oxidation protection because you've been using green tea, even a week after this product's been removed. And the same thing goes for the benefit of green tea as far as like the other things it does for skin. It reduces sebum production. There have been a few studies shown that it causes increased moisturization levels of the skin, and definitely has the ability to fight free radicals that cause cancers of the skin. So one of the things that I love in addition to all of that about green teas is that they're very, very soothing. So a green tea, because it's a strong anti-inflammatory, when you find it in your skincare, it's going to reduce redness and inflammation. If you're a patient who has rosacea tendency or inflammatory, kind of just reactive skin, you're super sensitive and every little thing makes you flare up and get red, and your skin can't handle all kinds of different skincare, definitely look for a product that has green tea. You're going to love the way that it calms and soothes redness and inflammation. So green tea is great for eczema patients, people who have really dry skin, and people who react to like anything that touches their skin. So that's another great benefit of using the green tea. Overall, I would say that one of my favorite products is my night cream. I love it because of the amount of green tea in it, but it's so, so soothing, and it provides this dense moisturization. It's called Night Quench, and this is not an ad for my products, but I'm just putting it out there that this product just really rejuvenates, and it just hydrates the skin to a level that you can't believe. It's awesome. There you have it. Those are some of the main protections. I want to leave you guys with the knowledge that drinking green tea is beneficial, putting it on your skin, even more so beneficial for your biggest organ. And remember the green tea polyphenols protective benefits. So it has proven benefit for ultraviolet radiation protection. It inhibits transcription factors that can cause cancer, like P53 and CFOS, if you're into chemistry and biochemistry. It's an antioxidant with the most potent free radical scavenging activity, and it's also going to be super good for inflammation, so it's anti-inflammation, and it decreases release of mast cell histamine. So these are all chemicals that it's going to block that reduce redness and irritation. And lastly, anti-cancer, so it inhibits DNA damage, and it helps DNA repair enzymes. I also want to add that it's amazing for the benefits of boosting your overall metabolism and helping prevent, hopefully, obesity and increasing your body's ability to harness and use calories in a more efficient manner. That's one of the most important things, I think, improving your metabolism, keeping your skin clear and reducing sensitivity, and then lastly, giving you that anti-cancer protection. So if you want to stay healthy, green tea is the way to do it. Don't forget to put it on topically. That's where it gets lots of absorption. And I want to thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Don't forget to tune into my Tuesday podcasts, and you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. Don't forget to send me some questions.